Hi friends, we will continue learning the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. This is chapter 5, which is on the communication process. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this interesting chapter. We'll be learning a lot, like what is marketing communication. You need to understand that the role of promotion. We have though basically understood in the first chapter. We will try to understand entire aspects of a communication mix, which is what this communication mix and each element thereof. And then there is a concept called response hierarchy models. And so we will learn some of them, which will enable you to understand how consumer decision making happens. And then finally, integrated marketing communication. As a concept, you should get a familiarity. So essentially what happens today, the marketing communication, marketing department faces a communication challenge where they have to communicate with a lot of stakeholders. It is not about the existing customers, the prospective customers. They need to even internally communicate vis-a-vis the other stakeholders. That complexity is making the entire communication execution very challenging because various stakeholders have a various interest. So how do you reach out to them and fulfill that interest? The key challenge is therefore what to say, where to say, and how to, whom to say, and how to say, etc. So it's like aapke dard mein kon rehta hai, kamar dard ya muh. So it's like, you know, what to say, when to say, how to say, all those aspects come into picture. And this is only about the advertisement. In publicity, what will they talk about? That's also a challenge. Essentially, what is required is that entire audience, which consists of your target group, the stakeholders, etc., you must keep them engaged, promote your brand, promote your organization. So that's with that. And then various offerings that you have that will get to the required action from the customer. So moving on, this communication efforts should include what? So that's a question. So this is very preamble. We will be studying more in detail. So don't feel that this is it, yeah. So the effort is essentially starts with the consumer understanding, then establish the identity. Means you convey to him what is the solution that you are offering. So the product and the brand and the company needs to be introduced to him. Of course, when you do that, you need to reach out to this mass of people who you consider as a target in the most cost-effective manner. So you need to choose the right media vehicle, etc. Today, once your communication reaches, the engagement is very critical also. Today, you are supposed to engage your consumer with your brand. So there are various aspects to that. And then at the end, all elements of the marketing communication. Of course, marketing communication has aspects like intrigue, the interest, the offer, call to action. All those aspects needs to be weaved into it. So that's what the essence of marketing communication. So when advertiser sends the message, advertiser when gets into advertising, what is he doing it? So what is he doing it? He sends a communication message through a variety of media. He is relaying on the advertisement, the print media comes, you suddenly see them on the Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn maybe, etc. So what is it happening is that he is reaching out to you through various medias, wherein of course the brand, the product, logo, every aspects are taken into account, the graphics, the design, the creativity, etc. So in addition to all this other media aspects, what is happening, there are medias in which you can even have a time and space booked. So on a TV in promo, if you are doing it, wherein your brand is shown being used, etc. So in film branding, etc. So there are various medias, bloggers, etc. So where you can have certain things which is also been considered by you. So are you considering those things, etc.? In a digital world, there are many other aspects like pay-per-click, pay-a-ree, cost per thousand, cost per mile, etc. So all those aspects needs to be considered, which derives your media mix. That is the entire how much you are spending on print, advertising, digital, etc. So that's the entire utilization that the communication has to bring in. So essentially in the consumer market, what do you do? This is what is an indicative this thing. And so it's because you have to collectively use various medias. So like advertising may be used to reach and build the brand, offer a solution. Sales promotion will get into encouraging consumer to take that action. Sales promotion will allow consumers to consider you buying first time or repeat purchase, etc. Public relations will establish a goodwill about the company, the brand, the initiative that the brands are doing, etc. And that way create an engaging interest among the consumers. Personal selling, of course, promotes not only your trade channel, but personal selling will also enable consumers to have a one-on-one interaction. It offers you a demonstration ability, etc. Direct marketing is a direct sale to the targeted audience, wherein intermediaries are not there. So leading all these things, what is happening today, in addition to some of the media that I mentioned, there are internet, mobile connectivity, all this thing, app availabilities, etc., the smartphones, etc. They make the entire media platform so vibrant, so diverse, etc. And each has their own advantages, disadvantages, etc., features and all. And you need to understand them. So that is what is the marketing communication more challenging. So now we will quickly understand the basics of communications. Friends, please understand, as we slice through this entire program, you will understand some of this in definitely in detail. So its essence is now to give you a brush up so that we move forward. So communication essentially is defined as what? It's a passing of information. Advertiser wants to inform something, exchange of ideas, or the process of establishing a common oneness, you know, commonness or oneness of thoughts between the sender and the receiver. So that's what essentially communication is. Sender wants to convey something to the receiver in a way that he understands, so that both are at the same level. Success of communication, therefore, it's a process, it's an entire process, involves advertising or anything for that matter, is the audience interpretation capability. So there even the audience interpretation capability comes into picture. The environment which he is receiving this message is also very critical. Perception, receiver builds a perception. So what is important is like, how is my receiver going to perceive me? That is very essential for the marketing communication guys to be aware of. Marketing communication or a promotion, as we say, is one of the elements of the marketing mix. So marketing mix consists of different elements. The marketing communication or promotion is one of the P, as we see. So that's one need to really know. So there is a definition out there. All the promotion elements of the marketing mix, which involves the communication. So all the promotion elements of the marketing mix, which involves the communication between the organization and its target audience, all matters, that affects the marketing performance. So whatever that communication that is going to the target audience, we will understand what is this about, and that impacts the marketing performance. So what it covers is the promotion element. So various media elements or various communication marketing mix aspects through which you are trying to communicate to people, that needs to be established. People is your target audience and it should impact your marketing performance. So moving on, there's another definition. The persuasive communication, the word persuasive communication is very significant, wherein it has to compel call to action. The guy should realize that here is a solution that I am looking at. Marketing related message to select target audience, etc. So what is target audience also defined for you here? It's those individuals. This is a segmentation and then the targeting audience. So it's those segmentation or individuals or a group of people identified to have a direct or indirect effect on your business. So they are the one who have a need for your product. So that is why you are targeting, reaching them. Select to receive. Therefore, they are selected to receive your communication that you are sending. You are not sending, even while you are advertising in the newspaper, etc., you are not supposed to be sending blindly to any and everybody. Therefore, you select a newspaper. Therefore, you select a magazine, because you are reaching out to the target audience. There are several reasons to communicate. While you communicate, there has to be a reasons, right? So overall, these are the four aspects which gets covered. First, you inform. If you are a new product, you inform. Or you continue to inform that here is a solution available. Persuade. While you do that, you also try to persuade, which should compel the consumers to realize the need himself is having it. And then he should feel that he should now act upon his need. So need when converts into want, that is where he wants to buy your product. Image. So you create an image of the brand, create an image of the organization. And reinforcement. Many times you see that why the toothpaste guy keep repeating their advertisement every month or every this thing. Idea is reinforcement. You should not move to the competing brand. So let's understand what is this marketing communication. We are slicing it gradually. So you will have to weave your thought when you put up an answer to what you call a marketing communication. It refers to the means adopted by the companies to convey message. Means adopted. So means is like, how are they reaching out to you to convey the message about the product or the brand that they sell, or services also included in that, either directly or indirectly. So indirectly is through the trade channel, directly is through the online e-marketing, etc. They themselves have their websites and all. either directly or indirectly to the customers with the intention to pursue it. The final intention is that you must buy their product. They must pursue it to act upon. Okay, the marketers uses different mediums. So to do this, they use different mediums, print, television, online, websites, etc. to communicate about their offerings, their products, service, etc. They do this also by creating a lot of brand awareness. They create an image about the brand so that you feel you are aligned with the brand. Brand and you are matching. That is what the feeling you see. And among the potential customers, that helps them to make the purchase decision. We take a brand which we feel is like, you know, stands for you, or you are, you see that you are matching that brand's persona or personality. So with that, what should it offer a solution for? Yeah, so marketing communication, when it does this, has to offer numerous solutions. So let's take through the example, fast to cook, good to eat. That is Maggie's this thing. Why? Product is shown, you know, boiling in the water for 2 minutes. Then how can you use it? So it can be used as a snacks and ready to serve. You know, that is what, where can you use? At home, when kids are around, when they are hungry, when you feel you want to try something new as a breakfast, etc. Whenever can the, so where and when, etc. you can. So that is what Maggie is trying to influence by conveying to you. It is also, therefore, marketing communication is an abbreviation known as MarCom. So further, if you see the term MarCom, it refers to marketing communication. What happens, and it invokes the emotion that you have within you. You have a need, you suffer from certain problems, but you continue. That's a human nature. But when communication reaches you and they tell you that here is a solution to it, you wake up. You wake up to a lot of realities. Now, for example, if you see IKEA, a lot of people are now visiting their website. Their website is getting highest ever hits, etc. Because they offer small solutions also, like, you know, water sink ke upar, some hanger so that the soap do not remain wet, how it gets inside the fridge. They give you the loader, additional loader trays, etc., so that you can accommodate more in your fridge. It's like a need is triggered in you. Yeah, you wanted a solution in fridge, how can you keep more? Now they have given you the solution. So that's what is the communication role is all about. So in short, the salient aspects of the marketing communication, if you have to know, this is the five areas that you must really know. So questions could be like salient aspects or certain essential aspects of marketing communication. Then these are the things that needs to be covered. While earlier aspects, what we said is, what does the marketing communication solution provide, or what does marketing communication used for, etc. Then these are the points that you need to cover. Moving on, design for target segments means you have identified a profile of people whom you have to go. So among various segments, maybe you decide to target a specific segment. From a young lot of people, I may decided I want to catch up with the MBAs, students doing MBAs. Designed to influence. So it is supposed to influence you. So it is supposed to like kind of keep persuading you, reaffirm that I am the best, I am the best, you know, I offer you the best solution, etc. And then media is a multiplier. How you use media effectively, that will create the multiplier effect. Because if the consumer gets same message, we will study under IMC, he will be compelled more to get into engage with you. And once he engages, then your various communication will absorb him. He will be compelled to take the action. Engagement is critical. Today in the digital world, what is required is you constantly engage with your target group people. So after understanding about marketing communication, we now come to understanding what makes the marketing communication. That is marketing communication mix, also known as MarCom. These are the various elements, for following are the elements or media vehicle, as you say, etc. Yeah, advertising, sales promotion, events and experiences, public relation and publicity, direct marketing, interactive marketing, word of mouth marketing, and personal selling. All this can be collectively used in various combinations. You may just do advertising, you may do advertising with direct marketing, you may do advertising, sales promotion, participate in event, and of course do word of mouth. So that is possible. But these are the elements or consists of the following media, or you can say. So following are the mix. So what is collectively known as the marketing communication mix. We'll be studying them in detail as we move forward. So in addition to these elements of the communication, there are media, or the means by which the marketing communication is conveyed or reaches to the people. So target digital media is one of the area space open for new media scenario. There is a lot happening on the digital front. Okay, so it offers you enormous opportunity. Innovations are happening constantly. What is new, this thing is the interactiveness. Digital media has created what you call an interactiveness. Once you release your communication, then the control is not only in your hand. Customer, target customer, potential customer, existing customer will also comment upon, will like, will dislike, will give negative comment, some will give positive comment, some will forward, some will not forward. So they will raise their voice, they will create a pressure on the brand. So various things. So that's why it has become interactive. So therefore, the promotional mix nowadays are direct and targeted. Now targeted, when I say direct and targeted, means micro segmentation, or there this all this digital media offers you very precise micro targeting opportunities. So you are able to reach the right audience. That is what it means. Now first element, which is advertising, we will quickly understand about what is advertising. So advertising, as the definition says, is a non-personal form of communication, paid non-personal form of communication. You pay for it, but it's not a personalized communication, not addressed to an individual, addressed to masses. The object is to build, maintain the awareness of the product, organizations, ideas, services, as the case may be. It helps you to develop competitive advantage. So when the move releases the ad and they release various emotional ads, etc., aapke ghar mein kon rehta hai, kamar dard ya move. Now they have created a competitive advantage. So the story goes like this, where move, when after stagnating, they did a research and they found that in so many household, one common problem, irrespective of caste, creed, religion, etc., was housewives suffering from backache or old people suffering from backache, etc. So they only targeted that so well, so that it differentiated. Others had to literally retreat. So widely used marketing communication tools are done essentially to first is inform and persuade. They keep persuading, buy me, that's what overall approach of advertising is all. So what does advertising do? So it is designed to communicate, it is designed. So if advertising has to, like, first two terms, paid non-personal form, then it is designed to communicate with the target audience. It is designed to reach a specific people. Though you may feel ke TV pe release karke, but then the choice of channel, the choice of program, etc., is in done such a way that it's supposed to reach only the designated targeted audience, create the brand awareness, create first is a solution is aware, and this solution is provided by which brand. So they have to remember that brand. Okay, develop brand image. So then create that image every time when it reaches you and conveys you, you must start feeling so important about that brand, and then achieve the brand differentiation. Differentiation, I gave you that move example. You must convey how you are different. We have earlier studied that perception map, etc. So that aspects and all put together, advertising is supposed to create the brand differentiation. And then it can be used for new product launches, etc., by teaser advertisements and those aspects. Strengths brand image, and it strengthens the brand image. And every time when the ad releases and reinforces the message, the brand should build in the mind of a consumer, his only image that about you should always get strengthened. Reach the target audience, of course, it reaches wide and far. So advertising is reaching wide and far. Okay, advertising really, though it is supposed to be targeted audience, but it reaches so many targeted audience at one go. So that's the power of advertising. Loyalty building is the one reason why advertisings are more preferred. People keep seeing you, and that's where the connect keeps coming. All advertising requires a message and carrier to deliver. So when advertising is conceptualized, there are two additional aspects. One is what is it that you are going to communicate, how, and second is a carrier, that who will take this message to my target audience. So which is all media that we will later see. Continuing our understanding about advertising, so there is the classifications. As you can see through this table, you have media which is print media, broadcast, online and digital media. Print medias can be daily newspapers, magazines, etc., directories and all. So same way, broadcast is radio AM, radio FM, etc., TV, Today you have OTT also, over the terrestrial relays, which is coming through satellites and all, DTH and all. Websites, online are many videos, yani. So you have so many options like blogs, RSS, websites and all, like search engines. And while on the digital media, there are classifications. Social media, the professional media, social media you and me know probably better, Facebook, Instagram, etc. Professionals are like LinkedIn. And there are independent medias like company's own app or aggregator app, etc. Others, aggregator apps, when I say, it could be things like, say, Amazon, or it could be like, you know, there is a common platform wherein others can sell. So those kind of, so these are all app-based. So after understanding this classification of media, the challenge is to selection of the media. So there is a very powerful framework known as MRight. So MRight is explained out here. So what is MRight? It's a framework which enables you to decide which media is right for you. So how to select the right media, so to say. So let's understand that A stands for audience. So does this media reach me to the right audience? So that's the first question it asks you. And you have to plot your answer against this. Impact. Does it have an impact? Does it create the desired impact among the people? If you want more engagement, can it create an engagement? You want more call to action, can it get you the required call to action, etc. You just want a brand awareness, you just want the solution awareness. What is it that you should decide? So that's an impact part. The message, does it ensure the message is clearly communicated? Besides that, the creativity of freedom that media offers, so that also comes under the message. See, like in the advertisement print, you have to have put everything together. In the digital media, it is not necessarily that. There are multiple slides. You know, so that possible in the digital media. So you can have a powerful message on the top, and then gradually consumer switches the slides and he understands your greater message, the depth of your message. But in the advertisement, print, newspaper, you have to put everything on one go. So that's what the message flexibility, the response. What is the response that you expect, and does it create that response back onto you? So does it provide you that response rate higher than what you expect among that target customer? So that also you need to really evaluate. Digital, mobile base, etc. have a very higher rate of response, this thing, which is not the case with the print and the television. Television hum log casually dekh rahe, ad aaya, ad kitna bhi chillayega, download now or call on this number, etc. We may miss it, yani. It's only when we have a strong need, then we may wait for that advertisement to come and write down. Otherwise, but in the digital, when you are engaged, in suddenly you see read more, or you know, apply today, or download free ebook, etc. You get into that action promptly. So that's a response ability. Internal management. So to do this advertisement, what all I will have to do internally? So does it enhance the effectiveness of the management, efficient management of the campaign? So for making my campaign run effectively, what all I need to do? So including the production and all. So there are various media has a very strong production need, others are very easy to produce, etc. And E is the end response, that is ultimately after doing all this, what is the cost and the projected revenue? So what is my cost going to be? What is cost per customer? What is likely revenue I will get, etc. So that's the end response. So that's what MRight. You have to remember this framework, MRight. Okay, so that's a And wherein E and R at the end stands for end response. So MRight is a very powerful medium. Another aspects of the media, this thing in an advertisement comes, selection of a media I'm talking about. We have studied this part. Then comes the aspect of reach and frequency. So what is reach? Reach is reaching maximum number of people in one go. That's a reach. And so you identify target group, and then when you are able to reach them together in one go, that's a reach. But for them to remember you, for them to remember you and get the desired call of action, you have to reach them multiple times. You have to have certain number of connects with this guy. So therefore, there is a concept called certain ad has to be released at least minimum so many times. So then only customer will start noticing you, remembering you, connect with his need, etc. So that is known as a frequency. So you often see that the launch ad will be full page, Times of India front page, or on the TV, very prime shows and all are taken. Later on, they shift. Full page will become half page, then half page will become quarter page, etc. idea is they are now trying to build the frequency. They are trying to keep coming in the eyes of the consumers again and again. So that's the reach and the frequency. It has been defined out here. Reach is the number of people you reach in one go, and the frequency is that how many times you have to touch base with one customer for getting the desired call to action. So that customers only after that, psychological studies are there which establishes how many impressions or how many times your ad needs to be seen, etc. So that's where the frequency comes in. Continue to understand this reach and frequency, arithmetic, so to say. It is always a challenge to balance the both, because in both cases the money is getting spent. So either you have an option to reach out many people, or you want to reach out and create a frequency. But this is linked to the stage of your product, the stage of the product, whether it is getting launched or stage in the product life cycle. We have seen various life cycle stages of a product. So if you are getting launched at that time, the need is to create wide reach. First need is to create wide reach. Maximum people should know that you have come. It's a new product has come. After that, you have to create a frequency. So there is a between a challenging scenario, generally the reach, if it is a new or in an introduction in a growth phase, you do that. And as you start growing, you create frequency so that your tapering becomes less and less, and you will continue to get a higher growth. So you started now frequency towards a specific target groups, etc. Okay. Additional frequency exposure are needed always to come in the consideration set, as they say. Till the time I do not have a need, I will not be bothered about. But when I started experiencing need, am I coming in your mind first? Now, this is a challenge that the advertising handles by communicating to you effectively, etc. Mujhe aaj pair dard nahi ho raha hai. Today, I have no backache, etc. But suddenly, jis din hoga, agar move mere dimag mein aata hai, toh move has achieved what is supposed to be. Because then I will ask my wife, ghar mein move hai kya? So, if nahi hai, toh leke aao. So, that's where, because they have repeatedly hit me. So, the frequency has created a impression in my mind. I may not use it every day. That is a product that you don't use every day. But when need came, am I on a consideration stage? So that is an important thing. And consideration also whether it is added or unaided. Unaided is like without any cue, if I come in your mind, that's the best. If with some cues I come in your mind, that's an added recall. But that's not a subject right now here. We move on to understanding what is sales promotion. So after understanding everything as about the advertising, the selection of media, the framework, the reach and frequency equation, etc. We now understand the next marketing mix, Marcom mix element, which is sales promotion. Briefly, we know that sales promotion is all about getting the immediate sale by pushing call to action, by triggering the call to action. It complements an advertisement. So this is a tool which is not a standalone tool essentially. It has to complement something. To create your offer and then reach your offer also, you have to advertise. So many times advertising and sales promotion complement each other. Short term focus is a sales promotion. Short term sales needed at focus that if you have, you resort to sales promotion. The promotion cost may be lower than advertising cost, but as they say, the cost for reach and conversions, etc. may be higher, but it yields you the sale. The key characteristics of the sales promotion, of course, one need to really know the cause and response. And so that is why will people buy still, you know, even if you are offering a discount, why will they buy? So that cause response psychological aspects you need to be very clear about. It's an effective as a push strategy. Eventually, it's a push strategy. Okay, while marketing believes in pull strategy, but sales promotion only aspect is that which is generally creating a push in the mind of the customer. It is a push strategy also at the rate trade. When you do sales promotion at the customer end, customer starts asking the product. So they are pulling you. So trade will be compelled to buy your product more. Also, there are specific sales promotion for the trade also by giving them volume discount, by giving them turnover incentives, etc. So that way also you are encouraging trade to buy more of your product. And once trade buys it, they push it naturally. Requires communication, communication offer has to be there. There has to be an offer that you are supposed to communicate. Promotion is not just the same retail maximum price. It is like you are offering some offer, either ek par ek free or 20% additional volume at the same price. So those aspects need to be weaved in. Communicating offer in a way that induces an individual. So ultimately, after you have an offer, the creative or that communication should induce me that I want to buy this. So that's what once in lifetime opportunity, or you know, get trial and make your difference to your lifestyle, and something that has to anchor on to me that makes me take the action. Some of the sales promotion tools could be used are the service offers, or you know, besides the rebates and all, which of course various people give, rebate, discounts, paybacks, cashbacks, which is a digital tool, this thing, buy from me, you get a cashback. Cashback can be redeemed for some other future subsequent purchases, etc. Marketing communication, therefore, must ensure first is the utility of the tool is selected, should be there, it should reach, it should create that impact, it should enable the consumers to take the call of action, call to action very easily. So there has to be a practicality, and medium should be very close to the consumers. Thank you.